Even the baby tooth, even the tooth that he has when he nurses his mother, even if you knock out that tooth, also the ever goes out free. And it's not true. Therefore, kosav achmona ayin, the Torah writes the eye. Then what does the eye mean? If you knock out the eye, it cannot grow back again. Mashenken, if you knock out the baby tooth, since another tooth will grow back, he does not go out. Now, the kosav achmona ayin, the Torah would have just wrote an eye. I would have thought to say, ma ayin shenivri moi, just like the eye, you're born with an eye. Even though the baby can't see when he's first born, but he's born with his eyes. Af kol shenivri moi, any part of the body or these roshi yivorim that you're born with. Avol shen, ma shen kein teeth. You're not born with teeth, they first grow later on. Loi, I would have thought to say, if the master knocks out his tooth, maybe does not go out free. Tzricha. Therefore, the Torah has to write these two things, Shein V'ayin. So I need both of them. So if so, it's not considered Shnei Ksuv Ma'aboyin Ki Yechod, but rather we need both of them. Therefore, we can learn out from here to all other places that something that's like this, you could, the ever goes out free. Now the Gemara says, V'eimel one, and we say like this, Ki Yake Klau. The Torah starts off saying that the chiyake ish es ein avdoi. If the master knocks out the eye of his eved, let's say chiyake is klal. Smash many types of hitting. When the master hits his eved, then it says shein v'ayin a prat. Mashma only this, only the eye or the tooth. If so, let it be a klal or prat. And then we should darshin that ein v'chlal el a mash of a prat. What does the klal include? Only what it says in the prat. That's called the klal and a prat. The Torah first writes a klal, a general rule. And then it says the prat, only one or two cases. It means to teach us only these two cases and no place else. So maybe only shein v'ayin in, only if you knock out the eye or the tooth, should the ever go out free. But midi achrini loy, but maybe nothing else. So how do we know to make a mamatzin of all the other 24 parts? Maybe no, it's a klal or prat thing. Only these protim, only shein vayin and nothing else. Zumar says no. When the pasuk ends off, la chovshi yishalchenu, you should send them out free, chayzu a klal. That's also called another klal, a general rule, that he goes out free by any type of a hitting. Therefore, what comes out is we have here a klal or prat or klal, and when you have a klal at the end, then the halacha is, that you learn out like the prat, which means not only these two cases, but anything like them. Therefore I say, maha prat, just like these two pratim, shein v'ayin, mefurish imum shebegoli. These are a mum, if you knock them out, it's noticeable. V'einim chayisrim, and these don't grow back again. Again, we're talking about the second tooth, that does not grow back again. If so, af kol mumim shebegolui, any other type of a mum that's open that you could see, like your fingers, your toes, the einam chayzrin, and if they not, if you cut off your toe, it doesn't grow back again. So therefore, I have a right to learn out any one of the chav dalid or roshi evorim. Now the Gemara is, im maha prat, if you're learning a klal or prat, or klal, if so, just like the prat, mefurish mumim shebegolui, uboto memalachtoi, maybe it has to be such a mum that it stops your work. It's mavato yamalachta your work. In other words, your eyes. When you take out an eye, you can't see. It stops the work of seeing. You're missing work, you can't see now. Or your tooth, you can't eat as well now. It can't grind. Your teeth does work for your body. It's maybe only something that goes out that it takes away from its work. Rashi says, botam yamalachtoi ha'ayin nisemes mirois. Your eyes become blurred that it can't see, so the eye stops working. Or else we are shein mililois. Or else the teeth now can't grind anymore. So maybe only something you knock out that mavato the melacha can't do work anymore. V'yein achayzer, and it doesn't grow back again. So true, af ko mumim shebegolui, anything else that's a mum that's opened, but v'yein achayzer, it does not grow back again, but maybe it also has to be obotam emalachtoi. That has to be that doesn't do work for you now. If so, Allah Matanya, how come we learned Tolush Biziknoi? If the master started to pull the Eved's beard, he started to pull his beard. Vidildal by Etzem, and he made his cheek come out of place. He pulled the bone out of place there. So Eved Yotze Bem Lecheris, Lechavshi. For this, the Eved also has the right to go out free. If the master did this to his Eved Kenani, the Eved goes out free. His Eved Yosef Lecheris. So the question is why? Here there's no bitum malacha, Rashi says. From that bottom bone, it doesn't do any work for you. So was the mavatul masmi, you can still chew there. So why? So there's no bitum malacha over here. So why do you go out free? So Rashi says, the etzem the zokin, lav midahu ovid. Like the bottom part of your chin, it doesn't do anything for you. Kivan the begolius, since it's openly, the ein echoz, it doesn't grow back again. It lets you go out free. The question is, why? Why don't we say, learn out from these krotim, shein vayin, only something that stops work in your body. But just to be missing your chin bone, that you're not missing any work, maybe there you should not go out free. So Gemara answers, I'll tell you, la'chov shi yishalchenu ribuyu. He dashes, at least this man, the Yama, dashes the Bateras a ribuy. Rashi says, ribuyu, ain't no lush and klal. It's not just a general rule. Li'as nidu maklal prat. Ela beribuyu mi'at beribuy. Beribu hakol. He rather learns out this passion, a passion of a ribuy. Now it goes like this. And ribu means we're marba anything. Now the ribuyu, if it's a ribuy, afilu hiko al yodoy, it should even be that if you hit him on his hand, v'tzomtzer, it dries up, v'soifer lachzer, and eventually he'll come back to be normal again. Maybe there also should go out free. Nami, he should also go out free. Whereas maybe a ribuy means any type of a hitting. Says yish kiyake, any type of hitting maybe. Maybe any way you hit him, he should go out free. Alom atanya, how come we learned, hiko al yodoy, if the master hit him on the hand, v'tzomtzer, it dried up, and it's going to come back to normal again. The locher is ein eved yoytzebol acheris. The eved does not go out free. Since it's going to grow back again, it's going to come back to normal again, you do not go out free. So if it's tam a ribuy, the question is, if ish kiyake, it's a ribuy, so any type of a hitting should let the eved go out free. Samara says, no, im kain, if so, shein v'ayin mayahanilei. Because even though it's a ribuy, we marb everything, but it still says of miyut. It says shein vayin. So it has to teach us something. So this much it teaches us. That it has to be like the eye of the tooth, that when you knock it out, it doesn't grow back again. But anything that grows back and comes back to normal again, then the yevah does not go out free. But enechanami, you do not need a bitul malacha, even though your chin bone does not do any malacha. Still, since it does not grow back again, for that the Eved would go out free. Tana Rabbanim, we learn like this. In the Brisa it says, Bekulam Eved Yoitzavem Lecheris. True, if the master knocks out one of these things, the eye or the tooth, or one of the Rosh Yevorim, he goes out free. But still, Vetzorach Get Shichur. But the master has to still write him a Shtar Shichur. In other words, to be Mati is Isurim. Or Alagrashi says, Lahatir Babas Chorin. That in order he can get married to regular Bas Yisrael, to make him into a complete Jew, the Oden has to write him a Shtar Shichur. This is Aloch in Avdus, he doesn't have to work for the Oden anymore. As soon as the eye is knocked out, he stops work. But the Dinim should go off him, he should become a complete Jew, for this he still needs to get Shichur. Tivri Rabbi Shimon, this is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir says, Einoit Sorech, no, you do not need. With this alone, he goes out completely. He's a complete Ben Chori now. He's mutter to marry a regular Bas Yisrael. And again, Rebbe Lezer, why mitzorich? No, still the master has to write him a get shichur. Rebbe Tarfin, why mitzorich? No, when the master knocks out the eye, the eved goes out free without a get even, without a get shichur. Another machlok, he says, another thing, Rebbe Kiva says, tzorich. Kiva again says, yes, the eved still needs a get shichur. Now, the machriya, the one that says like the middle way, who is machriya exactly how we should do? It's like this. Oimrim, Niren Diver Rebbe Tarfon, I like what Rebbe Tarfon says. Rebbe Tarfon is the one that says he does not need to get shichror, b'shein vayin. Only when the master knocks out a zayir's tooth, there the eved goes out free without even a shtar. Why? Shahatura Zoxaloi, because that's Midi Raisa. The Torah says, as such you see, you go out with Shane Vayan. But since it's Midi Raisa like, therefore he does not need anything else. But the Divra Rabbi Akiva, he likes what Rabbi Akiva says, that he does need to get Shichrur, Bishari Vorim, with the other Chavdal Revorim. Hoyulu Knas Chachomimhu. since mashmit's only a knas mit rabbonin, since that's only a rabbonin de kalocha, that the eved goes out free, if the other knocks out his toes or his feet, his hands, so therefore he still needs to get shichur. So Gemara asked the question, knasu? You want to tell me it's only knas, something new the rabbonin made up? Kro kodashinen. We just got finished saying it's a mamitzinu. It's a klal prata klal, or it's a ribu mif ribui, but we'll be marb everything midiraisa. That midiraisa, if the master knocks out one of these 24 parts of the body, that the ever goes out free. So what are you telling me? Since it's only midirabon, it's midiraisa. Ela rather means like this. Hoyelu medrash chachomimhu. Now that's the difference. Shein v'ayin, the Torah says clearly. Therefore, it's a svara when the Torah says shein vayin lachovshi yishalchenu tachas einoi, means he goes out completely free. He does not need to get shichur. But the other chov dalav is only from a medrash. The chom darshan the Torah true about its midiraisa. But since it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, there it's a svara you would have to have still a get shichur. Now the Gemara says, my time is Reb Shimon. What's the time of Reb Shimon? That Reb Shimon was the first one to say that you still need to get shichur. Why? The Torah says, "Lachov shiyishachenu." Mashmi goes out free with this alone. Why should you have to have a get shichur still? So Gemara says, "Yalev shiluach shluach misha." It says here, "Yishalchenu," and it also says when you want to send away your wife, you have to give her a get. So ma'isha, just like when you want to get rid of your wife, it's bishtar. You could only do it by writing her a get. Ashtar is af even nami bishtar. Even though the Torah says here you should send them away, but avadit means with a shtar. That's the pshat in Reb Shimon. For Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir do that says no, he goes out free without a shtar? Iksiv chofshi lasoif. If it would have said yishachenu chofshi kidekamrit, then you'll be right that you have to make a shaluach, you have to send them out with a shtar. But hashtu dechsiv lachovshi yishalchenu. Now the Torah first says the word lachovshi. Mashmi goes out free with this alone, and yishalchenu is only afterwards to send them away. Hevel lechovshi mikara. Mashmi, as soon as you knock out his eye or his tooth, right away he goes out free, even without the shiluach, even without the get shichrur, still he goes out free. That's the machlokes. How do you dash in this pasuk? Do you still make gzeira shava shiluach? From Gedisha, Rasir Rameya says no, since it says Lachovshi first, and then Yishalchenu, Lachovshi means it goes out free automatically with the knocking out of his tooth alone. Tana Rabbanu, we learned like this. He ko al einoi, the master knocked him by his eye, visimo, and he made him blind, al oznoi, on his ears, v'chorsh, and he made him deaf, is eved yotze ben lecheres. The ozon, the ear, is also one of the chov dalad rosh yevorim, that he ever goes out free. What about kineged einoi? Means he like banged on the wall right next to his eye. The einoi roi, and he can't see it. He got so scared from that noise that made him blind. Or else kineged oznoi. The master went and knocked at the wall right against his ear. And the einoi shemei, he can't hear now because of that knock that the master did. The locher is ein eved yotzevem lecheres. In such a case, since the master did not hit the eye directly or the ear directly, he only hit the wall, and the noise made him blind and made him deaf, he does not go out free. So Amar Rav Shomon l'Rav Ashi, Rav Shomon said to Rav Ashi, L'meimra, you want to tell me, dekola lav klamu, that the voice, the fact I made a noise that scared you, that made you deaf, or that made you blind, doesn't mean anything. That's not called like the master made the eved blind. For the Gemara of Otoni, we learned like this, V'otoni Rami Vayecheskel, Tar Nagol, you have a chicken. Shahoy shit roishoy. Liaver klis chuches. A chicken put his head into your glass. The tokaboy, the chicken started to make its noises in the glass. Vishavroy, and the noises broke your glass. The locher is mishalim nezik shalim. That mamash has to pay. It's called the tarnagol. It's called the sharam azik. Like, it's called your animal broke my glass. You have to pay a nezik shalim. For Yom Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says though that Amri Beirav, they say over in the Beis Medrash of Beirav, Sus, if you have this horse, Shetzonav made his noises, for Chamor a donkey, Shinori made his noises, for Shavro Kalim, Betecha Bayis, that if a donkey walked into your house and started to make noises there, and his noises broke the Kalim in your house, Locher is Mishalim Chatinezik. He owes not a Nezik. Sholem, you only have to pay Chatinezik. But Kol Ponim, you have to pay. So You see, according to both of them, if the animal makes noises, his noises is called like a mazik that you have to pay for. So it should be the same thing here also. When the master makes big noises next to his ear, that the noise made the ear deaf, it should also come out free. The Rashi explains why does one brayta say nezek sholem and one chatzin nezek. That's the machlokes the Gemara Baba Kama, if tzroiros is chayiv nezek sholem or chatzin nezek. Here it's like tzroiros, where the animal kicks pebbles and the pebbles goes and hits somebody. That's like a koyach koyach. It's not the animal directly. It's the animal's pebbles that hit somebody. That's the machlokes there. The halach l'mosh misinai, if you chayiv a chatzin nezek or nezek sholem. Zeros, like the voice that comes out of the animal, that's not the animal himself. So it's like tzeror, it's like the pebbles that are thrown because of the animal. That's the machlokes if you have to pay nezek sholem or chatzin nezek. But I call upon him, you see, a voice is called hezek. So if the master made the loud voice near the eved's ear and deafened the ear, he should go out free? Zemara says no. Omulai, he answered back, shani odom, by a man it's different. Techivon de bar dasum, since a man has its own das, iyu mivus nafshe, he scared himself. In other words, when you made the noise, you made him nervous. But it's his own nerves that caused him to become deaf. Like he scared himself like. You were the one to cause him to be scared. But he's using his own das now when he gets scared, and it's called like he ruined it himself. He like ruined his own nervous system. That's why he became deaf or blind. So it's not called so much the master did it, it's called he has to do with it also. Mashenka, when a tarnagol does it, he doesn't have its own das. There we say stam, it's his coil does it, therefore the master is chayiv. Kiratanya, like we learned, hamavis es chaveru, somebody scares his friend, you make a big noise, and you scare your friend and you do damage to him, potim edin yadim, it's only considered like a grummer, but you potim edin yadim. V'chayim b'dinah shemayim. True, b'dinah shemayim, if you want to be yotzi, yichayim b'dinah shemayim, you should pay him. But b'dinah yodim yipotar, because it's not called a hezek, a curl by an odim, it's not called a hezek. Ketzad, what's the case? Tokoi bi'oznoi, v'chorshe potar. If you blew, you made a big noise by somebody's ear, and the person became deaf from it, so yipotar. What about ochzos? Let's say you grab a hold of the ear, and then the talk of the other, then you blow into his ear, for choshin to make him deaf, chayiv, then it's chayiv. Since you gripped it first, that's called more of a maisa odom, that's called odom amazik, that you chayiv, for the hezek you caused, you made him deaf. Tana Rabban looked at the price like this. He called Aweinu, if the master knocked out his eye, vikoso, not knocked it out, but he made it weak. He took away a lot of the eyesight of the Evid. Or else Ashinoi, the master gave a clap on the Evid's tooth. Vinodadon, the tooth started to shake. So it depends. Im yochol lishtamish b'machshav, if the Evid could still see with his eye, or the Evid could still eat with his tooth, then ein Evid yotzvem lecheres. Even though the master loosened it, but still it could still be used, that's not called the pasuk of a shichaso. It's not called you damaged his tooth. But v'im lav, if the Evid cannot see now, like you made it so weak the eye that he can't you know walk like this, even though he can see very little, but since his tashmish he can't move around like normal, that's called you a meshaches, you ruined his eye. The same thing the tooth, if he can't eat now with it, even though the tooth is still there, that's called you knocked out the tooth. Tani dechulon another brisa harei shoyse ein nakiyah. Let's say the Evid by himself lost his eyesight a little bit. His eyes are very weak. Vesimimu, and now the master comes and gives him a knock there and makes the eye completely blind. Or else, shinoi nedoida, the Evid's tooth by itself was loose. He himself knocked his tooth. Vepilu, and now the master comes and gives him a punch there and the tooth comes flying out. So it depends. Im yochol lishtamish bem kfar, if before when the Evid had his loose tooth, he was able to eat with it though. Now when the Evid knocks it out, it's called you damaged, you ruined his tooth. Therefore, Evid Yotze Ben Lecheres. Therefore, Pasha, the Evid will go out free. It's considered the master is ruining his tooth. But V'yim Lav, let's say the tooth, since it was shaken before, he wasn't able to eat with it. It wasn't usable before. Or his eyesight was so bad, he wasn't able to go around with that eyesight. And now the master came and knocked out the tooth completely, knocked out the eye, ain't Evid Yotze Ben Lecheres. The Evid does not go out free, because it wasn't usable before already. It's not called the master is ruining it. And the Gemara says, I need these both cases. both of these two cases. Only the first case, who had started out the Eved was healthy, and now the Eved, the master, gave him a punch, but only loosened his tooth, or else it made the eyesight dim. Here I would say, Mishum de Mikorun, hu nuhu rabori, since before the master punched him, he had a very good eyesight. Vashtan hu rekechisha, and now after the punch he got from the master, his eyesight is very weak, and he can't go around so well with it, that's why he goes out free. Because you took away good eyesight, even though you didn't take it away completely, but he's taken away good eyesight, then he goes out free. Avalok, but in the second case, in the second case, before the master punched his eye, he also was able to see very bad. True, he could see and move around, but it was a very bad eyesight. So there I would have thought to say, Eimalai, maybe even though when the master punches him and he can't see at all now, maybe still he should not go out free, because it's not considered you're taking away good eyesight. That's why I need the second case also. Now, the Yashminan Ho, if I would have only heard the second case, I would say, Mishum de Misami Lagamri. The second case has a maila that when the master punches his eye now, he's taken out that eye completely. He's ruining it, becoming totally blind. So then maybe that's worse. Avol hosam, but in the first case, when you punch his eye, you don't make him completely blind. He can still see. Even though before this he was able to see very well, and now he can't see so well, but since you're not taking out the eyesight completely, Avolosam de Samuel Gamri, Amaloi, maybe there the Eved would not go out free, Tsricham. That's why I need both cases. Turn around, Bonnie, look at a price like this. Hare Shohoya Rabbi Roifa. What's going to be if the master that owned this Eved Kanani was a doctor? The Yomaloi, and the Eved complains to his doctor, to his master, Licholei Enoi, have an eye pain. Put some paint, I put some medicine into my eyes. Vesimimo. And when the master was putting this eye drops in his eye, he made him blind. Or else, lachto leshinoi. The master was a dentist. And the Eved said, I have a toothache. Now please help me out. So he took his drill and started to drill the tooth. Ve'pila, and before they know it, the whole tooth came out. So what's the halacha? Does the Eved go out free or not? So we know that the Braisa, yes. Sichek biodam, the Eved could laugh at his master. Ve'yotzlech, everything goes out free. That's still called the master ruined the Eved's tooth, or eye. Rabbi Shimon Megamliel Menohi Yagas and says, the Pasuk says, V'shichaso, the Eved only goes out free if the master ruins and damages it. But Teref Hashchaso, like, you know, cruel, ruining it. And the Pasuk says, V'chiyakish esayin avdo yesayin amosoy v'shichaso. You have to destroy it, which means, Achi eskavim v'shichaso. You have to have intentions, and your mind was, you gave him a punch in the eye because you wanted to ruin him. But over here that he was a doctor trying to put some eye medicine in the eye, and by mistake he ruined it, he does not go out free. For Rabbanu Ferti Kumar, it's a good rush. What did Rabbanu do with this pasuk for Shichaso? For Rabbanu and Hai v'Shichaso, my Avdile, what do they do with it? So my answer is, me Borda L'Kratanya, they need it like we learned. Rabb Lezer Weimer, Hare, what's going to be the case like this? Then let's say you had a shifcha kanana, so she was pregnant, she was giving birth now. So the master was the doctor, he put his hand inside the womb to take out the baby. And he blinded the uber, that's what he did. Is potter, in such a case here, this uber does not come out free. In other words, when the shifcha gives birth, now it belongs to the master. The master owns this vlad also. So in this case, when the master put his hand inside the womb, there the pshat is, he didn't have intentions at all, not even to touch the eye. He didn't know what he was touching there. He thought he started pulling out the baby. And by mistake, he blinded the eye. That's where he's put. And the rabbanim say, my time away, to yom akro b'shichaso, at shichav on the shichaso, which they hold, which means you have to at least have intentions to hit the eye. There, when you put your hands inside the womb to take out the baby, you don't even know you're touching the eye. Mashenka, when you're a doctor and you put your hands on his eye, you know you're touching his eye. So the other rabbanim say, even though you don't mean to destroy the eye, you meant to heal the eye, but since you knew what you were doing, you knew you're touching the eye, the chum say for that, the ever goes out free. V'idach was of Shimadu, he learns out, mi v'shichas shichaso. The person could have just said v'shichas. And it says v'shichaso, that's like a double lashon, two types of destructions you have to have. that true. The first case, for sure, the Eved doesn't go out free. If the master didn't realize he was touching the eye, but even in the case when he knows he's touching the eye, but if he had in mind to heal the eye, and by mistake he ruined it, the Eved does not go out free. Vidach, what do the Rabbanim say? Vidach, shicha, shicha, saladarshi. They don't make this drusha. That's Urcha the Kroah to say shicha, so therefore there's only one drusha where he put his hand inside the womb. But where the master knows that he's touching the eye, then we hold the Eved goes out free. Amar Rav Sheshis. Sheshis says, Harei shehoyis fe'enoi simuya. Let's say the Eved's eye was already blind. V'chotito. And now the master goes and knocks out the eye. As before it was blind, he couldn't see with it. But it was there. Now the master goes and takes out the eye. Is Eved yotzei b'mecheiros? Sheshis says, still the Eved goes out free. My time, what's the reason? Luchuri, he didn't make him blind, he was blind before. But there it says, Mechusar Evu, he made him worse now. He took out the Evu, took out this limb of the body, so for that also the Evu goes out free. Alright, turn over. Katana, to now bring a proof like this, that there's such a big absurd, something's worse if you take out the Eiver. Because learn like this, Tamos v'zich v'zacharos v'behema. That's it, by behema, when you want to bring a korban, it has to be a tam, not a balmum. So those halachas were said by animals, who are then sometimes asked that that could be a zachar and not a nekeva. That only applies by an animal. But v'ein tamos v'zichros b'yofis. Anytime you have a right to bring a bird, for your korban, it could even be from a nekeva. There's no halacha to have a zocher b'davka by a bird, and it would then lav davka a tam. Even if it's a bal mum is also kosher by oifis. Now, yochel, I would have thought to say, yov shogapa, let's say the whole wing dried up. Reas niktator raglo, let's say the whole foot came off. Reas nektator eneho, let's say its eyes was plucked out. So here it's called the mechusar reivet, the bird is mamish missing, a limb. Maybe still I should say the bird is kosher for korban. Talmudoy, but this apostle says no. Min oif, v'loy kol oif. Min oif means that true, from oifus you could bring it, but not all type of oifus. There are certain type of oifus you can't bring. And that we dash in a mechusar reivet is worse. If the bird is missing a limb, it's missing the eye, missing its foot, here it's worse than a regular balmum, and here it's possible even for an oif. So just bringing a raya, you see that even though if the bird would be blind, it would still be kosher for korban. But if you go and knock out its eye, that's worse. That's called a mechusar reivet. So by never the same svar also. It's called a biga v'shichas. So it's also called you're damaging your eved. The fact you're pulling out his eye, that's also called a shichas. Therefore, the eved goes out free. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav. Hoysa lo yis.